This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Lima. Art Modell, he's one of the finalists for the contributor for the Hall of Fame. As is tradition, we mention this. You got a different spin on this, though, because I said no I had a lot of people agree with me, obviously. I said no immediately on social media, and then there were a couple of people going, Ken, you need to let go of the hate, and I went, no.
Well, and who are those people, though?
It was just people trying to talk down to you on the internet, saying, you'll be much happier when you learn to let go of the hate. I go, no, I won't. No. Mm-mm. If I learn to let go of the hate, I become a passionless person. If I let go of the hate, then I'm not going to be able to do this job.
I will say
that if I just come in here and say everything's hunky dory and like nothing's a big deal. It's no big deal. Everything's fine every single day. I can't do this.
Yeah,
like some other people we know.
I'm older than you, but like I'm always fascinated that you have.
You're smarter, but you're not wiser.
You have more of a connection. You seem to care more about art than I do.
I am more emotional than you, though.
I never really think about him. I think to me, it's once you sell the team, once you move the team, it's a disqualifier. So I don't understand how much of a debate there needs to be had every year. To me, you just get up in the room and say, yeah, he moved the team. He moved the team and did it in a way that crushed Northeast Ohio, not just Northeast Ohio, Browns fans around the world.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, I think it led to a lot of lost fandom. Led to a lost generation of fans. And obviously, the fact that what came after was a total disaster and a rushed stadium and a rushed team, poorly built, and we all paid the price for that. That's an easy disqualifier for the Hall of Fame to me. You could say all these great things that he did. That there are people that act like he invented this and that Monday Night Football
TV, like he was
and
Philo Farnsworth.
Microphones and cameras, yes. And we never even dreamt of doing any of this. Maybe he was a visionary. I don't really care. Maybe he was an awesome visionary to the league, and he put a lot of money in the pockets of everyone else, apparently, but himself. Good for him. Doesn't really matter to me.
What a charitable individual.
Yeah. So I never really thought about it all that much, but then it comes up every year. And I thought there'd be a point. Aren't we past the point of, you know, what would it be where we can't consider him anymore? Like, isn't there a time where if you lose out enough, then that's it and you're done for?
Well,
a statute of limitations.
You know, I thought right after he died, when he didn't get in, I figured that would probably be it.
Who's going to take up for him?
Yeah, and when Kenny Stabler died, then they put him in. I thought I was actually mad about that. I'm like, oh, so you wait till the guy dies and then you put him in the Hall of Fame. Now that he's dead, because naturally we want to say nice things about somebody who's just passed. And Kenny Stabler, I never knew Kenny Stabler, but I always thought that he should have been in the Hall of Fame, and I always thought that he's a famous NFL football player. But anyway, I'm getting away from it here. When it comes to Art Modell, yeah, I feel very passionately to keep him out of the Hall of Fame. There was also something you had said where, you know what, it might actually hurt his legacy if you try to put him in the Hall of Fame, because if you put him in the Hall of Fame, you have to understand that there's an enshrinement and there's a moment there.
And it would be a disaster.
It would be a...
It would mar the event.
Out disaster.
It'd be a disaster, too, to everybody else going in that weekend.
It would make him look bad. It would dredge up terrible memories.
Yep.
It would make Browns fans look terrible, and it would put them in a position to look terrible, and you don't want to do that if you're the Hall of Fame or the voters for the Hall of Fame. I can't imagine a scenario where it wouldn't go well. Like, who represents him in the enshrinement? The only person I could think of that would even get somewhat non-booed would be Ozzie Newsome. That's it.
And yet I still think they wouldn't be booing him, but they'd be booing everything around it.
I just think they would say bleep art. So if like you put when you go to the parade, they're right there. The people are right there next to the road. Like I always mention,
it's a very intimate experience.
Yeah, the late great Bob St. Clair would walk out and give the kids candy. He would walk the parade route and hand you candy, like, and it was great. And there were other guys who did it too. So it's a unique experience with it's a town of 60,000, whatever, but it's just like small town America, the whole thing. They're mostly Browns fans. I can't imagine it's going to go well. And then you have the enshrinement. What, you're going to sell tickets? People are going to go down there and boo whoever goes up there and speaks on his behalf or accepts it on his behalf because you don't give speeches posthumously or anything like that. And then what are you going to do? What are you going to do with the Hall of Fame? Like, I'm not trying to goad anybody into acting like that. You can't watch everybody at all times. You're going to put his bust with all the other busts? I mean, they stole O.J. Simpson's. What are they going
to
do with this?
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to know what they're going to do to it.
Exactly. So,
because I told you off the air what they would be doing to it, and honestly, I can't say it on the air.
When it comes down to this, like, no, I don't think he should be in the Hall of Fame. Honestly, for reasons that don't even have to do with the NFL, I found another reason where, like, he put the screws to the Indians for years where they had to let players go. That's part of the reason that they sucked out loud for 30 years, because he was their landlord. And so there were things that he did that people didn't know that, yeah, he was I'm sure he was capable of great charity.
Yeah. He was a philanthropist.
We heard those stories, I'm sure. But man, there's just so many things. And when you move the team, you move a historical team like that, no, it takes you away from the Hall of Fame status. I don't care. And I saw Ken Wyman. I didn't even see it until Ken Wyman, our buddy over at 105.7, retweeted. And like, well, he brought football back to a city that got it ripped out. I go, what do you think he did to do that? So two wrongs don't make a right in this case. I'm not asking Bob Irsay. I'm not asking for the NFL to put Bob Irsay or the voters to put Bob Irsay in the Hall of Fame. I don't think he should be in there. And I don't think that Art Modell should be in there. Now, I know that NFL franchises are worth a hell of a lot more than they used to be, and I know he sold it for a hell of a lot of money back in those days. I mean, it was still, what, $600 million or just under? That's a hell of a lot of money at that time, and now they're worth into the billions. And you could say part of the reason they're worth into the billions is because of TV deals. But when you go to Hall of Fames, I think we get to this when it comes to all owners. Like, who really roots for owners? You know, I know people who root for Brian Dawkins, who, when they put him into the Hall of Fame, shed tears. Same thing for Ed Reed. Same thing for, you can mention Ray Lewis if you even want to. Same thing for Joe. Same thing for a lot of people.
Let's just fight. Do you think anybody is going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to see the CEOs of the record labels?
Like,
nobody cares.
Like, I don't care. Like, this whole big thing about Bob Kraft and why he made the documentary to make himself look better, because he's, by the way, one of the finalists for the contributors. I'm like, guys, I don't care if he gets in the Hall of Fame. He's one of the most powerful people in the world because he's an NFL owner. Does he need to be in the Hall of Fame? I don't think he needs to be in the Hall of Fame. I don't care if any owner gets in the Hall of Fame.
How much more in the way of kudos do these billionaires need?
Yeah, like why do I need, like, who's standing there? Hey, you hired Belichick. Great.
Who was it?
You got lucky you hired Belichick, because the Jets couldn't get their head out of their ass. You were able to hire Belichick.
Who's the Atlanta Falcons owner?
Arthur Blank.
Arthur Blank that had a whole ceremony surrounded by.
He put himself in his own Legends group.
Arthur Blank, I'm putting myself into the Legends group.
It's just odd. The league is founded by owners, but it's built on the backs of players. Like, if you win a championship, yeah, they like you. But when you don't win, most owners are reviled. Reviled. Like, there's some guys out there, like, I don't know. You go out of the Pittsburgh, like I always say, the Rooneys, I respect them. They've done a good job of running their organization for a very long period of time. They learned from terrible mistakes that they made for 40 years, and they continue to learn from it. So at least they've run a viable franchise. And I say that to anybody out in Pittsburgh. They roll their eyes at me. And I go, well, why? We haven't won a playoff game in a decade. Okay. Yeah, that's a fair point, which I'm not arguing to put any of those guys in the Hall of Fame either, because it's like, no, you would put Mean Joe Green in the Hall of Fame, and you would make arguments for L.C. Greenwood and all the guys in the 70s. You would make those arguments. Like, you're not – no, I don't care about the Rooneys getting in the Hall of Fame or not. And I certainly do care about Art Modell not getting in the Hall of Fame because of what happened and what this franchise hasn't been really since then. And what they very well could have been. So either way, I'm done with that.
I appreciate that you're so into it because...
Well, it sounds like I'm tired of saying it because I am. Well, I'm tired of saying it all the time.
You're going to need, I guess, if he's still going to be up for this every year, you're going to need a generation of fans to work up into a lather. Or if people stop caring, then I guess it would be easier for them to put him in. I just can't believe we haven't gotten to the point where... All right, his bid is finally closed. Like, eventually, there comes a day.
What's best for the Hall of Fame is him not going in. Because every year, you get this. And I know the Hall of Fame doesn't need our promotion, but every year you get this. Once he goes in, this talk is dead forever. There's not another Art Modell out there.
Yeah, now. But like when it comes to like Pete Rose, I could much easier. And I've made my comments about Pete Rose before he died, and I stand by those comments. I don't care. But I could see why people would take umbrage with that. They rooted for Pete Rose. They saw Pete Rose on a baseball field. Yeah. They saw him break the hit record. They saw Charlie Hustle and the whole thing. They saw him play his ass off. I saw Art Modell wave to people in an owner's box. And then he moved my favorite football team. Like, no. Stop. Stop it. No Hall of Fame. No nothing. You're lucky that's as far as I'll go with the comment.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.